Just love that one. Kelly Clarkson and Stronger on Energy FM. We're talking cycling this evening with Anna and Mark Christian. And I'm really interested in how you got into cycling. Was it something that you were good at as a kid and thought that you could take it further, or maybe not?
Yeah, both of us were a little bit the same. Well, first started out over here just when I was really young with the Tuesday nights, just the Dr. Tilby's League down there. And then that's obviously just so, you know, a bit of fun as a kid at that age. And then sort of as the years go on, just sort of got more and more into it, and the other sort of sports kind of drop away slowly, and then end up taking it serious and getting away a little bit more and into the national sort of races. Yeah, and that's about it, really, getting into, like, racing away and then into, like, the British cycling kind of scene. And then always since I've been into it, that was when you sort of got slowly into
yourself,
wasn't it? I kind of
just followed through as well.
Like, yeah, I was going to say, you're following your bigger brother in cycling, I suppose. Yeah. Yeah. So how did you start at it? Do you just see your brother and think, I want to do that as well? Or how did that happen for you?
Yeah, I used to do... I started doing a few of the BC rounds, when British cycling rounds, when like Mark would be racing, so I'd do it as well. But never really started getting properly competitive and training and everything until I was about 2 years ago. And then came into it and then went into the junior ranks last year and joined Scott Contessa Epic Road team, British team, and then did all the women's series over in Britain. And then,
oh wow, so you've actually only been training in professional cycling then for 2 years, and you've already taken the National Road Race Championships. That's absolutely incredible. So it's going to be a busy few months then for you guys. We've got the Commonwealth Games coming up soon, which you're going to be competing in, aren't you?
Right? Yeah, we hope so. Anyway,
I got the standards and qualified to ride for the road race and the time trial this year and last year, so I'm hoping to ride for Isleman for that next year.
Yeah, it comes down to selection a bit closer to the time and stuff, doesn't it? But should definitely be on the cards at the minute, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
How does selection work then? Is it sort of like a time trial thing?
Well, you have to, there's like certain standards that you have to kind of meet. So it's like top six in the national series, or like for the men's, like a top 10 in the Premier.
Yeah,
and
certain times.
Yeah, time trial, you have to get certain times and stuff like that. But yeah, I managed to get them this year, so hopefully I'll be
able
to.
Obviously, when you've got a certain amount of people who have achieved that kind of selection or that standard, then it just goes down to selection sort of committee then, who decide who, you know, who to pick, who's going best at the time or whatever.
Well, you've both done really well then so far to be competing at such a high level. Would you consider yourself sort of professional cyclist now then?
Yeah, full time on the bike. Yeah, that's a job at the minute. Yeah, so I mean, the team I'm with at the minute is a British-based team, and they're kind of looking to move on as well themselves as a team for sort of next year and the years ahead. And it all sounds really exciting, actually. So hoping to, you know, progress forward with them. And I mean, like the sort of the race program that they've got in place for, or like the planning for next year, it's all definitely a move in the right direction. And yeah, I think career-wise, it's looking pretty good.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you, Anna, you're still doing A-levels at school, aren't you?
Yeah.
Is university on the cards, or are there academies for cycling or anything like that? Are you wanting to do cycling as sort of a full-time career then?
Well, so far I'm still doing my A-levels. So I've got another year of hopefully going in to do year 13 next year of A-levels, and then I think I'll look towards uni, like, throughout then. Not too sure at the minute, but if I did, I definitely want to do something based around sport, so yeah, see. But for the women's scene, I think it's a bit different going to a full-time rider than
it's not quite got that professional kind of setup.
There is
professional teams and isn't
there? It's going a lot bigger now, like lately it's kind of women's cycling is going a lot bigger, but for the minute I think I'll focus on education.
Well, good luck for exams day, which is just around the corner in a couple of weeks' time. Is it a week's time or a couple of weeks' time?
Two
weeks' time. I should know that myself. Well, I suppose with like riders such as Peter Kenyuk taking place in the Olympics, is that something that you are sort of trying to work towards, maybe in trying to compete in like Olympic standards?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, like, you know, what Pete's done over the last sort of 12 months and that, he's sort of stepped up, you know, to the very highest level. And, you know, it's kind of, it is quite an inspiration, actually, because he's such a good mate and that. And someone who you just see as, you know, little Pete, and then next thing he's sort of you know, ripping up the world of cycling basically. And even just recently at the Tour de France, like, he was like the revelation of the race there. And it's kind of, you know, comes back to the Isle of Man, he's just like normal again. It's kind of, it's strange, but no, it definitely shows what can be done, and you know what you can sort of work towards. Obviously, he's sort of at the best of the best already. So, yeah, no, definitely a big inspiration here.
Yeah, I bet. So, for anyone listening to the show this evening who may be wanting to get into cycling, what sort of advice can you give to someone who's wanting to go into professional cycling?
Well, I mean, yeah, from a young age, I mean, if you get into sort of riding your bike and you can sort of get out, you know, even training with mates, and, you know, there's racing over here as well, which, you know, if you enjoy it, just, yeah.
You have to enjoy it.
That's the first thing, isn't it? If you're enjoying it, then that's the first thing. And then you just kind of, you know, the more you get into it, it's like anything, I suppose. The more you get into it, the more you sort of learn, and you can sort of learn from other people around you. And then,
Scene on the Isle of Man at the minute, especially, like, it's so big, like, cycling-wise, so it's kind of easy to get into now.
Yeah, I mean, just being out on the road, you can see so many cyclists going through. I mean, since Peter Kenyon getting that gold medal, the amount of people who have sort of turned to cycling and wanted to get into it really has increased, hasn't it? But I suppose it's not just wanting to do it. I mean, when you're competing at a professional level, it's sort of all about diet and everything like that, isn't it? I mean, you must have some strict diets, guys.
Yeah, most of the time, yeah.
Tried to stick to a good one, but...
Yeah, she's every time she opens the cupboard, I pipe up and start bullying her about her calories and stuff like that, and then end up eating it myself instead. But it is important. Yeah, that is the thing. You know, it's not just about racing and training; it's everything around it. It's kind of a lifestyle, a little bit, isn't it? So, yeah, there is a lot of work to put in and stuff. But that's all right, isn't it? Mm.
All right. Well, we're just going to go to a quick break now, but we'll be back shortly to talk a little bit more.